Thursday night we're starting Shaar HaYichud in Chagas HaLavavos. Before we start the actual Sefer, I want to say over something that it came up in the Sunday night Bitochon Shiur by the women. So we're talking that the Baal Bitochon understands that everything that happens is because Hashem wanted it to happen. And it's much easier, glad that I gave an answer, it's much easier to deal with the converse. People are much more comfortable with the converse, that if Hashem didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't have happened. But they have a little trouble with the direct statement that it happened because Hashem wanted it to happen, even though it's the same thing, because Hashem doesn't sit back on his easy chair and, you know, take a passive role, that's for sure. Now, so a woman raised the point, like, they all point, like, if someone steals from you, or if you see Rishon Mamatzliach, you see that, why did you get the building? Because you had pull with the politicians. Like, and then someone in Eishat Torah asked me after 9/11, like, do I think it's likely that if the guy would have decided not to crash into the building, he has Bechira, so do I think it likely that over 3,000 people would have had heart attacks at the exact moment of impact, simultaneously? So the answer, of course, is that people are very childish. The human mind is very childish. And certainly everything that happens is Hashem's will, and Hashem is... Hashem is limitless. Hashem... If Hashem, who sees the future, so if he would have seen that the guy wouldn't have crashed into the building, so these 3,000 people would have had different lives. One would have been in India, one would have been in Pakistan, one would have been in South Korea, and of course, Ani Ma'amin Be'Emuna Shleima, that at that moment, 8:11 in the morning, whatever it was, those 3,000 people, of course, would have died. But one guy would have had a heart attack in Pakistan. They would have been different people. They would have been different people. They would have had different lives. 3,000 people die every day, I'm sorry to say, in this world of ours. There's nothing paladic about 3,000 people dying at the same moment. So they would have certainly died in that moment. And then that's pushing. Now, everything that... If someone steals $50 from me, it's like... there was a zera I should lose those $50. I could lose it through someone making a bechira to steal. I could lose it because it fell out of my pocket. I could lose it because I had a repair on my car to make. I could lose it because my wife decided to go on a spending spree and buy another pair of shoes to match one of her dresses. And there's many ways to lose $50. So if there's a zera to lose $50, it could happen in many ways. So it's not... We see cause and effect through very human eyes. Really, this is the yesod of Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem doesn't just mean Hashem is one. That's like kid stuff. It doesn't just mean Hashem is unique. It's also kid stuff. It really, really means, and what I'm about to say is also kid stuff, but it's because a person is supposed to think about Yichud Hashem every day. The Chavis HaLavavos writes in his Akdoma that the whole Sefer flows naturally from Yichud Hashem. And everything is Yichud Hashem. And Avodas Elokim, and Bitachon, and Kniya, and Avos Hashem, and Cheshbon HaNefesh, and Tshuva. Everything is just different aspects of Yichud Hashem. And that's why it's so important to learn about Yichud Hashem. But my point is that when it's not just Hashem says this should happen, and so it happens, like he's a great magician. Everything that happens is Hashem's will. That's part of Yichud Hashem. It's not like, ooh, nothing could happen unless Hashem wants it to happen. That's a childish way to say it. Everything that happens is flowing from Hashem. It is Hashem. It is Hashem's will. Hu uretzono echad. It's part of Yichud Hashem. The fact that nothing can happen unless Hashem wills it is not like nothing could happen unless Hashem wants it to happen. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a avodah zarah to think otherwise. Yichud Hashem means everything, Hashem Echad, everything is Hashem. Hashem encompasses all the events in the world. So part of Yichud Hashem is that everything that happens is Ritzono. It's him. It's his will. He wants this to happen. That's all that can happen. It's all that is possible by definition. That's my point. It's not just nobody's strong enough to make something happen unless Hashem wants it. It's a definition. Everything that happens is Hashem's will. And if you don't believe that, if you can't comprehend, if you can't accept that, then you're really not accepting Yichud Hashem. Because that is the oimek of Yichud Hashem, that all there is Hashem. That's all there is. There is nothing else. There's a mirage. There's Hester upon him, but that's all that there is. So you have to understand that. This is what Jews gave the world. This is what Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu didn't just say, "My idol's bigger than your idol. My Hashem is the strongest Hashem. You have weak idols. I have the strongest one." He introduced the idea to the world of Hashem, of this power. It's really very hard for the human mind to grasp it, because we grasp what we sense with our senses. You got to appreciate Avraham Avinu. Like, he just sat and thought and thought and thought, and he became aware of Hashem's existence. And really, if you go through the mitzvahs, and this is what the Chodesh Halvavah said in his Akdama, that the be-all and end-all of all Chodesh Halvavos is awareness of Hashem's existence and Yichudo, and as we'll say in the first paragraph of Shara Yichud, and that he's Elokeinu, a very intrinsic, it's not a zaitika point. Part of what Hashem is that he's Elokei Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, means that he is Elokei of Klal Yisrael, and that he's involved with them, and that the flow of history is, like, we're the epicenter of everything that happens in the world, and that there's Hashgacha Pratis, and that he's Elokeinu. That's part of who Hashem is. Now, whenever we talk about who Hashem is, we're never talking about Atzmuso. That has to be understood, because Atzmuso is way beyond, is by definition beyond our comprehension. We're always talking about Hashem as he appears through the fact that he created the world, which was a tremendous tzimtzum. I mean, the Sforim write that the call it tzimtzum, call it Shviras HaKelim, however Kabbalistic terms you want to use, the very fact that something exists other than Hashem in appearance is a tremendous tzimtzum that he did. Kabbalists, while they talk about it, like, how could Hashem do it? Like, and why did he do it? And, like, how is it possible that it was done? And, like, was it really done? And in some sense, though, everything's a mirage. Nothing's real. Nothing's real. Because Hashem, by definition, is all that exists. And if anything, you know, it's all a mirage. Like, that chair doesn't exist. That's just an ofen of Ratzon Hashem. It's not really a chair. Okay. Virtually every mitzvah, if you take out a chinuch and you look at every mitzvah, you can appreciate the Chodesh Halvavos' Hakdama. Every mitzvah, virtually, is either a result of, or is supposed to be a cause of, realizing Hashem's existence. Every single mitzvah is either a cause of, is supposed to be a cause of, to remind you Hashem exists. With tefillin, it's going to remind you. Mezuzah, it's going to remind you. Tzitzis, it's going to remind you. Everything is going to either remind you, or it's supposed to remind you, or it's a result. Of course, Hashem, like, it's either there to prod you to remember, or as a result of Hashem's reality, he wants you to act a certain way. Let's say he wants you to be Mahu Rachum, Mahato Rachum. That's what I mean. I wouldn't say Mahu Rachum Afato Rachum is there to remind you of Hashem's reality, but because of Hashem's reality, so you're supposed to act a certain way. And every mitzvah is either a result or a cause of Yichud Hashem. And really, That's all there is. It's very hard to grasp. You have to think about it. That's what the Chavis HaLava told you is a mitzvah to do, is to think about it and to contemplate it and to mull it over and to think about it in your mind. That's what, in Shara Bechina, I spoke out a few days ago. I think I said it in the Drasha Shabbos. Shara Bechina does the same thing. It's much more than a proof that Hashem exists. You're supposed to see Hashem in nature. You're supposed to see Hashem's existence. You see the beauty and the harmony and the chashivos and the way everything works and shtims, and it's for the benefit of man, and it's beautiful, and it all comes together. You study that. That is Hashem, not just a proof that he's around. A proof, you know, he could be around. He's a good, he built it. He's there. His mama's there. He's doing it. So that is what we have to. Kitza, Yichud Hashem is awareness of Hashem. I want to learn the beginning here. Omer HaMechaber, Kashachakarnu al Hachomur Shebepinos Dosenu V'Yisodosov, like the major principle of Dosenu V'Yisodosov Matzonu, Ki Tohar Yichud Borenu, understanding and appreciating, contemplating, realizing, being aware, awareness of Yichud Hashem is Ikro V'Yisodo, and everything flows from that. Ki Hu Ashar Harisha Mishari HaTorah V'Adidei HaYichud Tibodo HaEmuna Menashita. This is what separates the man from the boys. Avodah Zorah from pure Yichud Hashem. Everything is Hashem. Hu Rosh Amitos Hados U'Mishasoto Mimenu, someone that goes away from it. Lo Yitochin Lo Maisa, anything he does is meaningless. Once you don't accept absolute Yichud Hashem, that everything is just a different manifestation of Hashem, if you don't accept that, then nothing you do can be meaningful. All your actions, if you do mitzvahs, it's nothing. You do mitzvahs because Hashem told you to do it, and he's going to punish you if you don't do it. If you don't have an awareness of who Hashem is and what Hashem is, so it's just another form of Avodah Zorah. And you're calling this Avodah Zorah, instead of calling it Baal, you're calling it Hashem. That's all. Hashem is... It's not Avodah Zorah, Hashem. Avodah Zorah.
Still gets rewarded.
What?
The prisoner will still get rewarded. He'll still get stopped.
I don't know what he'll get and what he won't get. Because Avodah says, Lo Tochem, Lo Maisim, Lo Tzkayim, Lo Amun. If you have the wrong picture of Hashem, and you're worshipping an Avodah Zorah whose name is Hashem, then I don't know, Chavis HaLava says it's meaningless. You're not serving Hashem. You have to develop a sense of what Hashem is and then serve him. Ulefikach, therefore, Yatchilas Dibur Hashem Yisrael. Now if you're a person can't think about it and says, I don't want to think about it, I just believe what they told me, the Mesorah, I'm part of the Mesorah, and I just accept whatever Avraham Avinu accomplished and realized and was given to us at Har Sinai, and I believe in that whole system, and I want to sign on, that's okay. Chavis HaLava holds it's not okay. Will you still get rewarded? Even according to the Chavis HaLava, I assume so. Because the Chavis HaLava just holds it's a mitzvah to explore and to think and to come to your own conception of it. But I'm not saying it's a Avodah Zorah if a person says, I just subscribe to whatever was given over to Moshe and Har Sinai. I subscribe to that also. Then I would not call that Avodah Zorah. My calling Avodah Zorah was if a person has the wrong idea of what Hashem is. But Chavis HaLava wants us to explore it and think about it and develop our own awareness of it. The Gamid Gishu al Yedei Shlicho, this is what the Chavis HaLava calls Moshe Rabbeinu throughout the Sefer, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, we'll stop here. It's nice, yeah.